Welcome to Legal, Legal, and the Coach, a show set to present local and national trailblazers in business and celebrity circles like authors and speakers who will share their stories, struggles, adventures in life, and keys to their success brought to you by Tough Talk Radio Network. Here are your hosts, David Altenburn and Brian Kaiser.
Welcome, everyone, listeners, family, friends. It's another exciting episode of Legal Eagle and the Coach. I am the coach, Brian Kaiser. The Legal Eagle is actually in court defending liberty and honor and bringing, you know, resolution to a situation. So he may or may not pop in on the show. It depends on if he gets finished up there or not. But needless to say, the show will go on and it will be entertaining, educating, and a lot of fun, and really looking forward to have some great guests on today, Brian Turner and also David Gerwitz. So it's going to be a great show, very exciting. You know, the last couple of shows, David and I have touched base on, you know, this month of April being, you know, a new quarter. We started a new quarter. We went into a new era, if you will, in the year. First of the year, we set goals, we set expectations, we did all those things that, you know, came to April, and we've really tried to make a point each and every week of ways that you can improve upon what you started at the beginning of the year in the first 90 days, how you can improve on that in the second quarter, in the next 90-day period, and keep yourself on track for a great year. In doing that, I was in reviewing some of the audio from the past shows. One thing that jumped out at me, and I had a picture that came across one of my feeds, and it just really hit at the same time. It just hit me, just like, hey, you know, you really got to bring that up because that's really a good point. And the picture basically was kind of a person standing out over the water, and there's trees around, and the verbiage says, "I will never regret the things I did wrong. I will only regret the good things I did for the wrong people." And I said, you know, that's a good point. That's something we probably need to touch on again in the monologue of the show, because if you're taking a look at your business and you're going through your game films, so to speak, and you're reviewing what's transpired, what's worked well, what hasn't, you know, trying to really achieve the benchmarks, achieve your goal for each of the periods that you've set for yourself, and of course, quarters of our year are big times to check those goals, see where we are, see if we're, you know, reaching the benchmarks and staying on track. And it dawned on me, you know, how are we talking to the right people? Are we surrounding ourselves with the right people? Are we doing business with the right people? Are we trying to do business with the right people? That's a good question. This little caption here from TheBestStatus.com really caught my eye, and it was, you know, really, it says, "I will never regret the things I did wrong. I will only regret the good things I did for the wrong people." So in your business, if you're doing things trying to get a result from the wrong people, you're probably spinning your wheels because they're never going to buy from you. They're never going to do business with you, and they're probably not getting you anywhere you want to go. So in reflecting on that, I went back to several of the blog posts I put up, and I just want to touch on the three solutions for developing the right relationships. And, you know, talking to people as they come to me and want to build relationships and looking for connections and looking for, you know, how to get new leads and how to attract new people in, then one of the questions I ask is, well, who are you trying to attract? Who is it you're trying to speak to? Who is it that you want to do business with? What do they look like? What kind of car they drive? Where they go to church? Where they eat lunch, dinner? What does their family do? They like to go to the movies? They like to just spend that time in the park? They like to go on trips? Where do they, you know, what do they do? How do those people that you're trying to attract, how they live? And, of course, I get a deer in the headlight look most of the time. But I gave 3 points and 3 solutions for people attracting the right people, attracting the right relationships. And one of the first one was simply, when you develop your message, develop a very powerful message and an offer that attracts the people that you just defined. You remember when I asked you that question, who do you want to spend your time with? What do they, you know, what do they do? What do they look like? Where are they spending their time? What does their family do? all those criteria. What are those people? You're going to have to develop a very powerful message that speaks directly to that audience with an offer that they understand that that's how they get to you, or you're not going to have success in generating new business, new leads, and hopefully getting the chance, getting the opportunity to sit and see how you can serve these people with a product or service that you do best. So powerful message with an offer that attracts the right people. You don't want to regret doing a lot of freebies or a lot of discount work for the wrong people that aren't going to progress your business. You don't want to do that. And as we've talked about, have you looked at this? Have you looked at that? Have you gone over your game films in your business? Have you, what is it that you're doing today to move yourself forward? And one of the big ones that has come across in my talking to people is they're still struggling with connecting with the right people, getting an attraction, drawing the right crowd. So the next thing that I put down is one of the three solutions for developing those right relationships. You know, the first one was develop a powerful message and an offer that attracts those people. The next was do interviews. Do interviews, guest on the radio shows, do some videos. You can always go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com and fill out a form to register to be a guest on the show. If you're a good fit, then our producer will put you on. If not, he has other shows on the network that we can probably fit you into. And those interviews, those expert, professionally done interviews, help set you apart and help make people more attracted to you, because you get to physically tell your message and present yourself and your products and services that you do best to a very, very large audience. Tough Talk Radio Network, we're a global radio network here. Our producer, Tony Gambone, has 6 or 7 different shows that air throughout the week, and with a very big reach and a very good audience. So it's very important that you search out these radio networks and you get interviews by the hosts of these shows. The hosts really help you and really set you up and position you as an expert, and that helps you on this attraction piece. But before you go on the show, I would take step one very seriously and develop a message and an offer. Have something that you want to give. The last of the three, and it's very simple, be present and get involved. If you do some networking, if you're in your community, if you're trying to build an online community, if you're trying to build a podcast, a radio show, you need to get with someone that can help you do that. I know a really great producer that can help you do that. But when you show up on the show, you're going to have to be present. You're going to have to be involved. You're going to have to make sure that your message is reaching the right people, doing the right things that you want. Make sure there's an offer in there. And make sure yourself that you're doing some interviews. Make sure that you're doing some things out there to position yourself as an expert, so that when you show up in these areas of networking, that business functions, conferences, maybe you're asked to speak somewhere, show up very present, be involved, engage people, engage the audience, see how you can learn to attract the people in these bigger audiences that you want to attract. It's really an amazing thing when you know who you are and you know where you want to go, how easy it is to attract the right people to you. Even when you're in a large room of 100 plus, you can still attract the right people to you. It's just like magic gravity. They just want to come to you because it's something that you're giving off. And it's the fact that you're very present and you're willing to be involved and engage with folks with a clear message and something to offer them. And it may be something as simple as what I have, coffee. Sit down, have coffee, and get to know who you are. Simple. It doesn't even cost a lot. Most, it's under $5. Go to Starbucks, come to the office, it's free. We already have it here. So, you can do some very simple things, but you have to be present, you have to be involved, and you have to take the steps to position yourself as an expert and get those attraction pieces in there that'll make the right audience come to you. Because you don't want to run across a picture and be sitting there stuck in your business because none of the prospects are moving forward. None of them are taking your offer. None of them are buying your products and services, and have the regret of doing good things for the wrong people. So that is the monologue for the morning. And I guess it's noon now, most places. But the point is, develop the right relationships. Make sure you have a message. Make sure you have an offer. Get interviewed. Be present and show up. Get involved. And, you know, you're going to have a lot of fun. If talking to our first guest off air, and the main point we were talking about is, if you're not having fun, you're probably not making money, because people aren't attracted to people that aren't having fun. You know, Debbie Downer is not the person I want to be hanging out with. It's just not. In fact, none of the people I hang around with want to hang around with just doom and gloom. So be lively, be involved, be present, have fun, enjoy what you're doing, and have a good time making sure that your message is very clear and you've positioned yourself to attract the people that you want, and you're not doing things for the wrong people. So with that said, we're going to head into our first commercial break, and we'll be back with our first guest, Mr. Brian Turner, in just one second.
Entrepreneurs, it's time to get real. Stop working so hard and learn to do the things that matter. If your business is not successful and you know your stuff and are getting results for your clients, it's not your fault. The good news is you can change it, and your bottom line. All it takes is having the right strategy and being able to follow a consistent plan for your business success. Learn how at Michelle Sism's 3-day event in Houston in September. Go to takeactiongetprofits.com to learn more.
Are you an entrepreneur? Are you where you want to be? Do you believe that if you build it, they will come? Unfortunately, entrepreneurship doesn't work that way, and that's why you need to read Famous Isn't Enough. In this book, you'll find real-life situations and lessons learned. When all is said and done, there's nothing better than being your own boss. Remember, nothing just happens. You have to put in the work. Famous Isn't Enough is your roadmap. Get your copy today at www.famousisn'tenough.com.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the episode of Legal Eagle and The Coach. I'm the coach, Brian Kaiser. The Legal Eagle, like I said in the monologue, is defending liberty and honor and bringing resolution to people in while he's in court. So, like I said, he may call in, he may not. But right now I have a very cool guest coming up. Brian, are you with us there? Did you get connected?
Oh, good afternoon, Brian. Thank you for having me on your program.
Yes, I'm glad to have you on. I was doing a little research before the show and reading on your website about what all you do and all of that. And before we get into, you know, questions and specifics of that, just wanted to give you an opportunity to share with the audience a little bit about who you are and kind of your journey thus far.
Well, right now I'm retired. I am engaged full-time in a mission to help the public protect themselves against lawsuits. But in the past, I was a businessman. I ran a couple of companies, mostly with the insurance companies, doing what we call paramedical examinations. If you apply for life insurance, in most cases, you're going to need to have a medical exam to make sure you're healthy before the insurance company gives you an insurance policy. And I would have nurses and EMTs and technicians go out and meet with applicants, clients, applying for life insurance. And I did that for about 20 years. The problem I had was one of the insurance agents sued my company. And I went to non-binding arbitration, and the arbitrator awarded $20,000 against my company. My attorney said, you need to take this to trial. You need to appeal it. It's called a trial de novo. Well, we went to trial, and lo and behold, a jury awarded $1 million against my company, which after 10 years with interest blossomed to $2 million. So it was really
Whoa! Whoa!
Yeah.
20 grand and 2 mil? That's harsh.
Yeah. No, I was trying to figure this out. I said, it just doesn't make sense. What kind of legal system do we have where an arbitrator says $20,000 and in the end, your company is hit with $2 million? It doesn't make sense. So I did a lot of research. I spent years and years doing research looking at our legal system. And what I discovered is that we have, I believe, a flawed legal system. There's something intrinsically wrong with our legal system. It just doesn't make sense. It's not rational. So what can the average person do? It's a crapshoot when you go before a jury. And our legal system is not always justice. So my solution was you have to protect yourself against a lawsuit. That's the only option, viable option, realistic option that I think anyone can do. And amazingly, we don't have any schools in this country that offers lawsuit protection 101. Isn't that mind-boggling?
I was reading on your website, as I scrolled through, that no one is teaching any of this information, and you pointed out in several different areas that, everybody living in the United States today is highly vulnerable to lawsuits that could easily wipe them out because of unpredictable jury verdicts and corruption in the system, I guess.
Exactly. Every year, there are 15 to 20 million newly filed lawsuits. Every year, this country has the highest on a per capita basis number of lawsuits. No other country comes even close. And according to The Economist magazine, one in four Americans will be hit with a lawsuit, which will wipe them out. It's really, the statistics are devastating. And it hasn't changed over the last three or four decades. It's been hovering between 15 to 20 million newly filed lawsuits. And because of that high number of lawsuits, I tell most people, sooner or later, you're going to be hit with a lawsuit. I don't think it's a question of if, it's a question of when. And are you prepared? What would you do? I ask lots of people, what would you do if you're hit with a lawsuit? Some people say, I'll get a lawyer. I say, well, that's great if you have the money. What if you don't have the money? What would you do? And people scratch their heads, and they said, well, I probably would just ignore it. I said, ignore it? You ever hear of a small judgment? I don't think that's a really good idea.
There's a good way to go about it. Let's just sweep it under the rug and pretend that that didn't happen.
Exactly. And the average layperson, there's no way they can defend against a lawsuit if they don't have any legal experience or legal know-how. So what do you do? And some people panic. And so I tell them the key here is preparation. You know, not even our law schools offer lawsuit protection. It's really mind-boggling. I don't understand why. When you have a lawsuit epidemic in this country, no one teaches a topic on lawsuit protection.
Yeah, and you on your website here, you have a book that's called How to Kill a Lawsuit. And I want to talk a little bit about the book, but I also want to, so I don't forget, and we do bring it up, I want you to explain about the double bonus, the free protection in there and how that works. But tell us a little bit about the book and how that works and how that's helping you on your journey and your mission to help all of us. And in fact, I may want to pick up a copy myself and go through the pages a couple of times just to make sure I know that I'm doing everything right. But tell us about the book, how you're using that tool to educate people against lawsuit and protect themselves?
Well, as I said earlier, I spent about 10 to 15 years doing a lot of legal research. I spent about 3 years putting together the book. It's close to 500 pages, 60 chapters. I worked with my publisher, Tate Publishing. We spent a year copy editing the book. And in fact, I had to cut back a little bit because there's too much information in there. It's almost like an encyclopedia, but I made it simple. I didn't make it like an average legal book where you need a legal dictionary app to search every other word because of its meaning.
Well, we would need the legal eagle to interpret for us, huh?
Exactly. So I wanted to keep it real simple. And we were talking about the double bonus. Here's something that's kind of nice. It's actually fully explained on my website, howtokillalawsuit.com. But I've got the readers back. If they buy the book, they're entitled to this $10,000 free protection policy, which is also backed by my publisher, Tate. And it gives them peace of mind. If they follow the instructions on my website and they do everything correctly, if they are hit with a lawsuit after a certain period of time, usually 4 years, after they've done everything correctly, my company will actually put up money to defend them against a lawsuit for fraudulent conveyance. One thing I'd like to chime in on is that I talk to a number of people, and they tell me, hey, you know, if I get hit with a lawsuit, I'm going to sell my assets. I'll sell my house to my friend or my sister. And I say, wait a minute, you can't do that. They say, why not? I thought I could transfer and sell assets at will. No, you can't. Once you're hit with a lawsuit, or even if you've been threatened with a lawsuit, if you start to transfer assets, it's called a fraudulent conveyance, and it's against the law. A lot of people say, I didn't know that. So that's why my book explains what the reader needs to do to protect themselves well in advance of getting hit with a lawsuit. That's the key, preparation. You must do these things before you're ever hit with a lawsuit. That is the key. And then I talk about layers of protection, too. That's very important. And all that information is clearly explained in the book. Now, what happens if you're fully protected? Now, here's the nice thing. Let's say you're hit with a lawsuit and you follow the information in my book and you're fully protected and you don't have the money. You don't have the money to pay for a lawyer to protect you. Well, the good news is you can contact opposing counsel, which is the plaintiff, because you're named in a lawsuit, you're the defendant, and you often can negotiate a settlement for pennies on the dollar. You can just tell the opposing lawyer, you know what, there's no way you're going to be able to collect on your judgment. Go ahead. You can sue me. I'm not a lawyer. I guess I can't defend myself very well. You might be able to get a huge judgment, but you'll never be able to collect on it. And when the plaintiff's attorney understands that, you might be able to negotiate a $1 million lawsuit for maybe under $10,000 that you could possibly pay over 2 or 3 years. They might even just fail their attempt.
And the book shows you how to do that, right?
Yeah. So that puts you in a real strong position, and the key is to protect yourself,
right?
And prepare.
And now you offer the bonus with the book for the $10,000, and then I guess you get a double bonus of the additional $10,000 for a total of $20,000 guaranteed if you follow the processes in the book to make sure that you're covered. How many people have you had to use that on? Has anyone ever come to you and said, I did everything and I'm still getting sued and this is a problem?
Well, the book's been out for a year. And as I said, there's a period of time. Normally it's 4 years. So if there will be any claims, it's probably a few years away at a minimum.
Okay.
And yes, if they buy the book on my website, howtokillalawsuit.com, they do get the double bonus. They can also buy the book on Amazon, but on Amazon there isn't double bonus. And there's one more thing. A tax write-off. This is a legitimate tax write-off. You buy the book, keep the receipt, and use the information, and you can write the book off. The cost of the book is a tax deduction.
Yeah, I saw that on your website. Now, and I don't know if this is covered on the book, but it is up on your website, and I have to ask you about it because I thought it was pretty cool when I was scrolling through. And you ask a very simple question up on the top bar at howtokillalawsuit.com. You go to the content bar at the top. It says Got Stocks, and there's a little blurb in there about stocks. And now, do you cover that in the book, how to protect yourself with the information here? That's all in the book, right?
Yes, yes. You know, it's really amazing. It seems kind of unfair. You take people like Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, large companies. They know the little secrets that 99% of the public doesn't know. Almost every day I read the Wall Street Journal. And important information that could really help the public, you just don't find. It would seem that they would have some sort of responsibility to the public to help educate them. But there is a legitimate way, and people don't believe this, but this is for real. There is a legal and legitimate way where you don't have to pay any money at all, any taxes at all on your capital gains. Now, there's short and long-term capital gains. You know, if you hold a stock for over a year and you make money on it, say IBM or Microsoft or Apple, you only have to pay You don't have to pay the regular tax rate. You pay a reduced tax rate, which is about 15%. It might be a little more with some of the state taxes, but it's substantially reduced. But there's a way you can pay 0% tax on your capital gains. And that information's in my book. And yet 99% of the public, they don't know about it. And that information's very helpful. Not only that, it's protected from creditor seizure. So, again, you know, there are all kinds of interesting and marvelous ways where you can protect assets and not even have to pay taxes. Normally, when you're protecting yourself against lawsuits, you may lose some tax advantages. That's often the case. But this is one situation where you do get not only the tax break, but you get protection from creditor seizure, which is very nice.
Yeah, very nice. Now, you have the book. Are you also doing any one-on-one consulting or coaching on this, or is it just basically, you know, you're just driving traffic and focusing on the book?
Well, any individual at all can go to my website, and there's a contact section, and they can reach me and ask me any question or make any suggestions, and I'll contact them, and I'll respond to them. And I have had a few people that have done that. I also have someone who's very knowledgeable in the business. So if they wanted personal treatment, basically personalized, you know, a situation that's set up for them, I have a very experienced individual in Southern California who's been working with clients for about 30 years and knows basically every nook and cranny there is in terms of asset protection and lawsuit protection. So I'd be happy to refer any individual to this to this person that I know. So, yes, I'm available for consultations.
Okay. And then, you know, before the show, you and I were just chatting a little bit. You also do some speaking. And, you know, just to hit on that, you're mainly focused in California right now. And if you, you know, go ahead and give the audience a little bit about where you're speaking right now and what kind of organization you're speaking to. I know you had mentioned that you're working with a publisher and another group so that you can take that speaking nationally. But right now, if the people listening wanted to or are in California and wanted to come hear you speak on this subject and about the book, where would they hear that message?
I'm on the West Coast in Northern California, and I travel throughout the state, Northern and Southern California, making speaking engagements at mostly Kiwanis and Rotary Clubs. So I've done that frequently. I've done about 30 or 40 of those presentations over the last year. If an individual is here in Northern California and they would like to hear me speak, and they have a number of people, maybe friends, relatives, that they'd like to get together, just contact me. And I could do this on a mobile basis. I could go and meet with them. And we can even possibly go into a hotel and rent a conference room and discuss this. So I'm very flexible, very flexible.
Okay. And if there's any of the listeners that want to, they can go to your website and just get the contact form and contact you if they would like to have you come speak about this issue and also, you know, get a hold of the book, that they would be able to do that just through the contact form on your website, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Well, Brian, this has been a great interview. This is good stuff. And, of course, like you said, there's not anyone that's ever – I've never had anyone bring up lawsuit protection before. I just know that you can get sued at the drop of a hat. I know that's very
easy. That's right. Well, it's all too easy to get sued, especially in America.
Yeah. So, now, the website, again, is howtokillalawsuit.com. And you can go right there to the website. It's up at the top bar, very easy to find. Contact Brian if you need more. Is there any other ways you'd like to give to the audience to contact you?
That's probably the easiest way.
That's the easiest way?
Go to my website and go to the contact page, and I'll get their information. They can also go to Amazon, and they could purchase the book there. It's available on Amazon. It's done quite well on Amazon. And I guess they could leave a review. I've had a couple people that left some very nice reviews there, so they could do that as well.
Very good. And the book, guys, is How to Kill a Lawsuit. It's by Brian Turner, and it's Brian with an I. Brian Turner. Look that up on Amazon.com, or even better yet, go to the website directly, howtokillalawsuit.com. You can get the book right there. You also get the extra bonus that he's given away with the protection policy, and you can contact him to further help you and assist you and point you in directions of guidance that can help you be protected. And like he says, it's your time to win. So if it's your time to win, then you need to get protected and you need to get this information. So, Brian, it's been great to have you on the show. Been very, very educational. I had no idea that there was actually protection out there and ways to protect yourself from lawsuits. So I'm excited. I'll probably pick up a copy of the book myself and go through it and make sure that I'm covered, as well as people here on my team. So very nice to have you on the show. We're going to have the break for a commercial, but one more time, guys, howtokillalawsuit.com. You can very easily get the book there, get the double bonus, and go to the contact page and contact Brian directly. Brian, thanks for being on the show. We're going to head into commercial break.
Thank you.
Are you looking to simplify your life and automate your business, but don't want to mess with learning multiple systems to do so? Good. You don't have to. Infusionsoft combines everything your business needs. Let the team at Growth Coaching Systems set up your email, CRM, and e-commerce into a single online system today. It's the easiest way to grow sales and save time. One monthly payment, one software to learn, and have it all on one dashboard. Infusionsoft. Get it now and market and sell like the pros. For more information or to sign up for Infusionsoft, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com/Infusionsoft.
So you think you're tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone.
Listen to the Legal Eagle and the Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, the Legal Eagle and the Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Welcome back to this episode of Legal Eagle and the Coach. I'm the coach, Brian Kaiser. The Legal Eagle, as I've mentioned, is actually defending liberty and honor in the courtroom today. So he has not been able to slip away and join us. There's still time. He may pop in. You never know. But right now, the show must go on, and I have a really cool guest up right now. And this little segment, the interview segment, is brought to us by our friends over at Events of Significance. So if you're an author, a speaker, an entrepreneur on fire, make sure you go to eventsofsignificance.com and mention you heard about us here, heard about them here on Legal Eagle and the Coach. You get a 10% discount on your next event. And remember, it's more than just an event. It's an event that gets results, and that's from our friends at Events of Significance. So with that, I have a really cool guest up. This gentleman is known for his market research, and he's been on many shows, many different television opportunities, and including Fox Business News and Market Watch. David, how are you doing?
Hey, great to meet you down in one of my favorite states called Texas. Is one of my favorite point guards named James Harden.
Ah, yes. Yeah, and we're still alive in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I think this is, the first time since 99 that we've made it this far?
It's funny. You mentioned you got a legal coaching duo of you and your partner, right?
Yes. So you have the Legal Eagle over there and then the business coach.
So I'm both. I was trained by Red Auerbach, a guy put the Celtics together, and I'm also a lawyer. So I'm enjoying this combo over here, and then I'm kind of a fan of Texas. I've been there quite a bit. We have a lot of clients down there, and your state is a very unusual place on all levels. I'll put it to you that way.
Well, I hope it's unusual in a good way.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, I'm a musician also, so I've been down to, you know, your state's got a lot of music. I mean, there's nothing small about Texas.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
Highways, attitude, oil, drive-ins,
the car,
airports, right? There's not a little airport you got down there, right? In Dallas, Fort
Worth.
No,
everything's got to be big.
Everything's
got to be
big, you know. James Harden's like perfect guy to have, you know. Just big attitude. Hi, give me the ball at the top of the key, and you got to stop me. That's pretty much the team, you know.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, typical Texas. Yeah, I get it. You know,
very cool. Well, you know, I did some research for the show, and really excited about you coming on. But before we get into my questions and the normal interview stuff, tell us a little bit about yourself. As you mentioned, you have several. I mean, you've done several things. You've been very successful,
yeah.
And just tell people a little bit about who you are.
First of all, so my name's David Gurwitz, and my partner's Charles Nenner, N-E-N-N-E-R. Anyone listening should Google Charles Nenner Research and write in and say they heard us talking and get a sample of our work. I met Charles 15 years ago. He's a doctor who, I'll say stumbled, brilliant man, stumbled on a system to predict markets while he was in medical school. He wound up working at a small place called Goldman Sachs. He was one of the top.
That little firm.
Yeah. And he and I started this research firm that sends out research based on recurring patterns. It's all math, and it's all.
Right.
And I guess down in Texas, I can make a statement. It all assumes God runs the world. Nothing's random. So there's repeating. You know, you got to be careful where you say it because some people go, "Wow, we don't believe in that." Well, that's how it works.
Yeah, that's how it works.
I'm old enough now that I go to the hoop. You know, I just said I'm a kid from the Bronx. And so that's our system, and we've got thousands of clients all over the world. We just send research. We don't manage money. It's all based on math cycles, which I'll explain, target algorithm, and it's pretty good, and it's readable, usable. I edit it, so,
mm-hmm.
You know, Charles writes it in Dutch English, and I change it into Bronx English, and we send it out. And we've got clients all over the world, hedge funds, family offices, individuals. And it's been pretty accurate. We call the top in crude at 97. I know people in your state think about crude oil every once in a while.
Here in Houston, that's the driver.
I was just there. We said it was going to come down to 44, called this bounce. We think it may retest down to 44, and then, believe it or not, we think within a year it could go way back to where it was, and everyone will be really happy and gainfully employed rather than crying right now, which is what half your state's doing. But, you know, that's okay.
Exactly, yes.
You guys had a good run, you know.
You had a good run again.
That's what we think. Anyway, that's kind of what we do. We look at patterns. We called the top in gold 4 years ago. We think the stock market's topping now. We also do it fast. You could read the whole thing in 5 minutes and get the whole picture because we're also attention stressed and information overloaded.
Definitely.
So that's what we do now. My background is I'm a lawyer. I'm a CPA. I'm an MBA. I grew up in the Bronx watching Mickey Mantle and the Yankees and Roger Maris, 1961. I tried out with a pro baseball team when I was 16. I played semi-pro basketball. I'm 60. I started playing piano years ago, so I'm now a world-renowned concert pianist playing Special Olympics concerts. They're very funny, you know. I'm a big fan of ADD. I think everybody should try it, you know. And we have a big business, and I'm in the press all the time, you know, all the different stations. Because we do things differently. We don't believe the news is predicting anything. It's simply reacting.
Right, right.
And so that's the basis of our system. I'll tell you, war cycles is a big thing. We've looked back the last 20 centuries, and we've found a major war. This is not so pleasant what I'm about to say, but like I said, you guys are in Texas. You can handle it.
Oh yeah. We're so tough down here.
You're tough down there. Unless you got a lot of guns in the back of the vans, you know, that's another thing you guys.
We keep a few.
You know, so every second decade of every century for the last 20 centuries has been a major war. Look, 100 years ago, World War I, 200 years ago, War of 1812, and I'll go back and back. Anyone who writes in, we'll send them that study we sent 3 months ago. So
wow.
We look back.
Yeah.
We look back a long time. Crude oil's only been traded 100 and some odd years ago. That's all it's been around. I mean, it's been around longer. We just discovered it 100 and some odd years ago. You know,
right.
We called crude. I'll never forget, Charles was on CNBC 4 years ago, four and a half, when crude, remember crude hit 147?
I did, yep, I sure do.
And I'm standing 30 feet away from CNBC, and he goes, I hate to say it, but we're going to have something called deflation. And they laughed at it. 6 months later, how much was crude? $49.
Right. Yep.
So we've seen this before, and that's kind of what is we think is going to happen again. You know, it's gonna, you know, go back again. And then when we called the bottom in the S&P in 2000 and 6 years ago, after 2008, beginning 2009, crude was $40, and everyone's saying, I hope it went up, because that would mean increased economic activity. Now if it goes up, it means war.
Yes,
so that's the whole
much.
Point of cycles. At the time, different things cause it to go up or down, but nonetheless, it's going to repeat. So how else can you predict anything?
Right,
you know?
Right. Well, you know, you are an amazing individual, and I have to say that because, you know, in my years, I'm only 42, but I've done several different things. I had to dabble in this and dabble in that and kind of find my way, but I always keep on finding new things to entertain myself, and it seems like you followed that pattern, too, and made the most out of life. You know, you've been doing this for, you said, with Charles for about 15 years,
correct?
Is that right?
Correct.
So where do you see all this going in the near future? Because you guys are kind of on the cutting edge,
right?
And you can kind of see where this, you know, what are we looking at down the road? Is there some are we going to see a repeat of certain things? Is there going to be long term, short term of growth? Are we going to, you know, is everybody in the news telling us the doom and gloom stories that they like to tell because that's what gets numbers and ratings? Or is there actually some sunshine out there that no one's talking about that's actually on the way?
Well, that's a great question. That's a great question. It's interesting. I also come from a long line of rabbis, right? And the word for wisdom in Hebrew literally is a combination of two words that means the power of a question. It's not what you know. It's how you ask a question. That's wisdom. Right, so you just were very wise, you know, because that's kind of how Charles came into this. He was in medical school, and the professor in 1981. I'm answering your question this way just to give you a longer-term view how to view things. He was in medical school, and the professor said during full moons they put on more doctors on the emergency rooms because women give birth more to full moons. That makes sense. Right, yeah. So the lunar cycle and women's birth rates. But a month later, the same professor said, we don't know why, but people get admitted to insane asylums all around the world at the same time. And Charles, who knew nothing about markets, said, must be during full moon. He goes, no, that's it, Mr. Nenner. That, we don't know why, and it's not during full moons. So he came to New York, and there was a guy named Neil Cavuto, who you may have heard of, who's on Fox.
I know who that guy is. I've watched his show many times.
Wonderful guy, by the way. He was just starting in 1981, 82. You know, back then, they didn't know internet. There was ABC, NBC, CBS. They were just beginning to have news talk shows. I mean, even the business section of the Times barely got started then. You know, it wasn't the focus on news like it is now, information. And Neil Cavuto said, IBM's topping because of this. And Charles is sitting in a hotel room in New York. And he didn't know anything. He said, how do you know why it's topping? If you know the reason, why are you talking? Why don't you go trade? So he goes down to the library at 42nd Street and 5th Avenue. Maybe your listeners have ever been there. Which, by the way, used to be the aqueduct for Manhattan. Right?
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if you've ever been to Manhattan. That was the aqueduct, and it became a library.
Nice.
He goes to the librarian and says, I want the last 3 years Wall Street Journal. I want to look at this. So takes her 2 hours, brings it out, and he goes through in a day, and then I think he kept them, comes back the next day, all the Wall Street Journals for the last 2 years, and he sees that IBM had topped every 7 weeks, every 19 weeks, different prices, but it was a top, a consistent top, like EKGs, like ground ball to Alex Rodriguez, who used to play in Texas, if you remember.
Uh-huh.
And that he said they were all topping that week. He said, that's why IBM's topping. So that's how he found the system. He didn't plan on it. He stumbled on it.
And just went and watched the
And now
the
he's
pattern.
Dr. Charles Nanner, the top cycle guy in the world. So it just goes to show, you know, there's stuff hanging around. We just have to stumble on it, right? Like I had to stumble on my own.
Staring you right in the face, yeah.
And that's so
like
he wound up going to
interest,
Goldman Sachs. And, big, you know, and I was trained by Red Auerbach, who put the Celtics together in the old days. And I'm a talent scout, so I met him. And I used to be in – I bought a bunch of companies years ago, and I used to be in the capital raising business for some big hedge fund managers, guys who run billions now, Paul Tudor Jones and the Bacon brothers. And, you know, I knew that side, but I never thought about research. Who thinks about research? And I meet him, and he starts to tell me about this. And sure enough, we started the business, and it really took off. And then I got him in CNBC and Fox. And back then, you know, they were very prominent. As you know now, your show and stuff like that becomes bigger. I'm not saying you're Fox, but the world of alternative shows is really the way the world is now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
well,
how
our
show's
business. Growing and growing, you know.
Tell me about your show. You know, because I, you know, this is the first time I'm on, but I see, you know, I never heard of it. All of a sudden, I see you got a really nice show. Tell me about how you guys developed.
You know, it was
maybe
Dave
your audience
met,
doesn't even know.
Yeah,
know?
Well, we've told them a few times, but it's always good to go over that story again. But Dave and I met at a BNI, you know, the networking group of BNI about 2 years ago, and things worked a certain way, and we ended up coming back together in another networking meeting, and we were just sitting talking, and then he had wanted to get into a book with Brian Tracy, and I wrote a book with Brian Tracy called Change Agents, and there's a collaborative book, and there's like 58 other authors in there, so it was really cool, and he found out, so we got to talking about that, and he really wanted to get into a book, with Brian Tracy to see if he could get the same experience because we have to go out to Hollywood. We got to meet Brian. We got to do all this stuff. It was really cool. So we get him into the book Transform because we're good friends with Nick Nanton and J.W. Dix over at the DNA agency down there in Florida. And we get him in the book. He's like the last author to get in the book. And he goes, he has this great experience, really awesome. He comes back. He's just fired up, can't thank us enough. And he's like, you know, what do we do? What do we do? I said, you know, it would be really cool if we did a radio show on Tough Talk Radio Network because we both knew Tony Gambone, our producer. And I said, it would be really cool if we did a show like that. And he said, well, yeah, that would be cool. What would be the take on it? And I was, I don't know. Let's think about that. So went home over the weekend. I came back. I said, you know what? Here it is. It's Legal Eagle and the Coach.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I love that. I said, yeah, you can give a legal perspective with, you know, down with solutions. I said, everyone needs that. And he goes, wow, that's cool. We can be like the Mike and Mike of entrepreneurial radio from, you know, a legal standpoint and then a business coach standpoint. And I said, yeah, there you go. So we put it together. We've been having a great time. We've had awesome guests. And, you know, the show keeps growing and growing and growing.
Mm-hmm.
We're even publishing our first book by ourselves. It's called The Journey to Success with Legal Eagle and the Coach.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that will be finished up and put out the first probably in the fall, early fall, is what we're shooting for. So just a number of things. So we just keep growing. We keep getting better and better guests. And, and it's been a whirlwind of stuff. And like I said, the show's growing. We've got popularity and things. It's just been a lot of fun.
That's great. So I love it.
That's the long and the short version.
Yeah, so you also had unplanned. Like here, I went to law school, went to business school, and who planned on being this world famous concert pianist, and now hook up with Charles, and we have one of the biggest research firms in the world. Totally unplanned. Totally unplanned.
But a lot of fun, right?
Yeah.
But you guys have had a lot of fun, right?
Yeah. So let me answer your question now. What's coming down the pike, right? See, I didn't forget. I did listen, right? What's coming down the pike? I'm going to give you short-term, medium-term, and long-term all in a couple of minutes, which everybody likes. And then I'm going to recommend all you people listening or your billions of people listening to write to the site charlesnenner.com. And write and say they heard us talking, and they'll get a free month sample of the research, and I'll read some of it today. So basically, stocks, bonds, commodities, and currencies, and economic indicators, what we cover.
Okay.
And if you think about it, that's all there is. Stocks, bonds, commodities, currencies, and economic indicators. That's liquid.
Right.
Real estate,
right,
we don't cover much because it's not so liquid. We just follow patterns. If, like Facebook, we don't have enough data to predict. It's not market. It's not public long enough. Okay, but IBM, crude, interest rates, everything else. So stocks, we think, are near a top right now, and they're going to be down. And we've called this up to 21-22 S&P. We cover America. We cover Europe, Canada. Okay, so you know, that's why I think people who are long should be very, very careful at the moment, right? If they want to hedge, they want to get out, I think there's going to be a downturn. And we've been calling this for, even though it's still in a buy signal, and again, that gets into the technical piece, which I don't want to get into now because we only have about 10 more minutes, but that's kind of the stock picture. We think the major top is in a year and a half, and then it's down a lot to the end of the decade.
Right.
Big time, like not so pleasant. That's the big picture. Bonds, which we have called very well. If you think about the last 60 years, 30 years ago rates were high. 60 years ago rates were low. Now rates are low. That's a 60-year cycle.
Okay.
I'm going to repeat. Nothing anybody could do about it. So the next 30 years we're going to have interest rates up.
Okay.
And so bonds will be down. So this, a lot of people are sitting in 1%, 2% bonds, and when they try and get out of that trade, it's going to be a crowded trade. And so rates, so people are holding 1% or 2% bonds. They just have to think if they're going to need to get out of it, they're going to have capital loss much more than the 1% or 2% they're getting because rates are going to start to go up. Now, they're negative in Europe. And some very smart people are shorting German bunds now, which are German bonds. That's why they're called bunds.
Right.
That's the picture. Now, the last 30 years, stocks have gone up, right? There were 1,000 in 1981. Now the Dow's 18,000. And bonds were 16% rates. Now they're 2. So if you just bought those two things and went away for 30 years, you did great, right? Because they both went up because rates
right
went down. But if you did the trade in 87, you got beat up. 94, you got beat up. 2000, 2007. And now. So you can't just say stocks and bonds always go in the same way or they go opposite. Depends on cycles. We happen
right
to think they're going to both go down, and it's going to mess people up. What are they going to do? Here, I got money. What am I going to do? Not so simple. Anyway, that's that. Crude.
Nice.
Right? That's I did a pretty good summary in 3 minutes, right? James Harden, right?
Yeah.
Right? I'm not as good as him, I got to tell you that much. I knew even when he was in Oklahoma, he was better than what they were using him at. I knew it.
Yeah, they really put him to work down here in Texas.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, your whole team, listen, let's be honest. It's James, you got the ball at the top of the key, you run the show. That is the team. It's not so bad. But, crude, not gas. Crude, we called up to, I think I mentioned, 147 and down to 40. Then it's been 100, 90 to 100 for years, and 6 months later it was down. We called the top. We called it the 44, bounced up to now. We think we're going to potentially retest at 44, and then it goes way back up again. That's what we see. One step at a time.
No. So
that's the big picture with crude. Nat gas, we think, is going to go up now. Years ago, we called nat gas from $6 to $2.
Uh-huh.
So we do look long-term. Gold and silver, we call the top in gold at 1900, the bottom 8 months ago has been a very slow-moving bottom. We think it'll bounce into the 1,400 range this year. We'll see where it holds then because it might go past or might come a lot down afterwards. That's why people need to watch, because we're just doing an analysis as an Elliott wave move or whatever. And then we just called this economic weakness, we called 3 months ago, because also that's something predictable.
Right.
And the model of the Fed doesn't show that. They don't. They just look back 3 months, 6 months. You have to look back 50 years.
Right.
You know, so anyway, that's the big picture. And so it's not so pleasant long term, basically. If you want the bottom line big picture, it's not so pleasant. Wars.
Right.
Stocks overall down, not everything, obviously. Bonds down. Crude will be up. That'll be good for your state, you know, and that gas, you know.
That's
so that's
always good.
Yeah, yeah, you guys should do okay. I know there's 1,000 wells waiting to be drilled because I got a lot.
Oh, yeah, at least 1,000.
Yeah.
Well, David, I've got to wrap up because I've got to do the last part of the show.
Sure.
And, give myself enough time to close out the show.
Right.
But how can people get in touch with you real quickly? Is it just to go to charlesninner.com?
Right.
Is that the best way? Or
that's
the best way to get
best
in touch
way
with
to
you?
Do it. They could also look at my music, davidgerwitz.com. They may like it. You know, and check that out and see, and then really write to the site, and then they get a free look at the research, which covers stocks, bonds, the Canadian, the Aussie, the Euro, the Japanese yen, the Euro yen. We cover it 3 times a week and charts on Sunday, and 1,000 of people doing it, so, you know, they tend
very
to like
nice.
It.
Yes, very nice. Well, I appreciate you. This has been an awesome interview. I appreciate you coming on the show. Look forward to possibly having you back if you have time at some point. But right now, I've got to run to commercial and then come right back to close out the show.
Pleasure. Really look forward and hope you guys make it through the playoffs.
Thanks, David. Me too.
Working hard but not making money? Are you ready to finally start being paid what you are worth? Learn how business strategy coach Michelle Sism and her clients are creating 6-plus-figure businesses. Check out Michelle Sism's free video series where she reveals her step-by-step strategy for creating consistent cash flow in your business. You can learn more at highlypaidauthority.com.
Are you looking to simplify your life and automate your business, but don't want to mess with learning multiple systems to do so? Good. You don't have to. Infusionsoft combines everything your business needs. Let the team at Growth Coaching Systems set up your email, CRM, and e-commerce into a single online system today. It's the easiest way to grow sales and save time. One monthly payment, one software to learn, and have it all on one dashboard. Infusionsoft. Get it now and market and sell like the pros. For more information or to sign up for Infusionsoft, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com/Infusionsoft.
Growth Coaching Systems Network exists to serve you, the business owner, by assessing, coaching, and connecting you to the right person or people that can provide you the best next step in building and progressing your business, health, and relationships. GCS Network and our collaborative partners believe in delivering 10x results by breaking through the spin, churn, and burn cycle, giving you the right relationships, message, and visibility necessary to succeed. Please connect with Brian by phone or email at 713-345-0223 or Brian at GCSNetworkPartner.com.
Welcome back to Legal Eagle and the Coach. This is our final segment, the wrap-up, brought to you by our good friend Mike Calderwood over at Calderwood Coaching. You can find out more about Mike at www.mikecalderwood.net. This is the Advantage Business Application that we're going to get through this little segment. And, you know, today we had a couple of really outstanding guests on. Started with Brian Turner on how to kill a lawsuit. And I really encourage you to go to his website, howtokillalawsuit.com. Go to his contact. Go ahead and contact him. Find out any information you need to protect yourself in prior to even someone thinking about suing you for something. He makes a really good point. In today's society, you can get sued for about anything. You can even get sued almost for just looking at somebody the wrong way. So, and those people win. That's what's really strange about that. But it does happen. He's got a really good research book over there that he's got. He seems like he's done a real thorough job with it. I'm going to pick one up myself, but go over to howtokillalawsuit.com and get with him. He has some bonus information on a little insurance policy there to protect you. And then, you know, we wrapped up the final segment with David Gerwitz from CharlesNinner.com. And man, that energetic guy. I mean, he's told us he's a lawyer. He had played professional sports, had been a scout, CPA, and then him and Charles Ninner had met each other at Goldman Sachs and then formed this company. And he's been spending his time helping predict, looking at market cycles in the stock market. And he went over some things about crude and gave us some points about that. But head over to charlesninner.com and go ahead and write to the site. And there's some – you mentioned that you heard about it on Legal Eagle and the Coach. You can get his report on this. You can get it for free and kind of get a sample of what they do and help, get yourself into the market and actually know what's going on. And it's always good to look into the future a little bit. So, been a great show. We didn't get the Legal Eagle in, but he's out defending liberty and honor and looking forward to having him back on the show next week. So, until then, I'm Brian Kaiser. I'm here as the coach and the Legal Eagle, like I said, back with us next week. We look forward to another episode. And I
have been
out.
Listening to Legal Eagle and the Coach with David Altenburn and Brian Kaiser on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.